Meches Chinuch in Mitzvah Pei Dalad, Mitzvah Shmitas Kakos, quotes the words of the Chinuch. V'hafka kol ma'asha toitzi oritz, the Mitzvah Shmitah is to remafka everything that the land produces v'shona Shvius in the seventh year. Shehin Kras v'bnei ha'mais hazesh nuschai bo shnas ha'shmitah. And because of this act of being mafker everything that the land produces, that's why this year, the Shemitah year, is called the Shemitah year. V'yiska b'perisah kol aritz aliskos. And then anyone who wants to take ownership of those fruits may. Shenemar, as the Pasuk indeed says, v'shvius tishmeteno v'nitashto v'ochlo avyoni amcha v'yisrim tochel chayis asada kain tasa le karmacha v'zei secha. So the Meches Chinuch points out that the mitzvah, as the Chinuch says, is Timi Mafker everything in the Shemitah year. But Meches Chinuch asks, what does that mean? Well, there's a mitzvah Timi Mafker. Doesn't mean that the person has to be Mafker his property, his fruit. And if he's not Mafker, then the property and the fruit are not Hefker. And then the halach would be that if somebody else were to take those fruits, he would be considered a gazlan. Or is it automatically hefker? In the Shemitah year, it's hefker because of Kata Derachmona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this into hefker. Actually, this question is a machloikis rishonim, a machloikis of the Mabit and the Beis Yosef. And this machloikis of the Mabit and Beis Yosef actually permeates and affects many, many, if not almost all of the most vital questions that come up in Shemitah. And actually, one of the important sources for this machloikis is our Gemara. The Gemara, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis, teaches us that if somebody made a nether that he may not eat from peiros that grow in a field, so the Mishnah says that Hamuda Noam Chaver Lufne Shvius, Ena Yoyer Latoch Sedeu, Vena Oichel Mena Noitis, Ube Shvius, Ena Yoyer Latoch Sedeu. And as we learned, everybody, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yochanan, and Shlokish, all agree with this final interpretation in the Mishnah, that there's a difference between when the Neder was made. If the Neder was made before the Shemitah year, then the halacha is that even during the Shemitah year, one may not enter the field or eat from the fruit of the tree. But if the Neder was made during the Shemitah year, any Yoyer L'Toch Sedeu, you may not enter the Shemitah field, Avol Oichel Min Anoitus. And Min Tiyas Anoitus, you could eat from the fruit of that field. And the Gemara asks, Maishno Da Oichel Min Anoitus, why may you eat from the fruit? Shum Defkeir Defkeirin Inin. Since it's the Shemitah year and the fruit are hefker, so that's why you may, the nether, it's not yours that you could say, I prohibit these fruits to be eaten. You aren't the owner of the fruits. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Ara Nami Afkara. And there's a very big machloikus with Shoinim. What is the girsa of our Gemara? The Ram's girsa is Ara Nami Rachmona Afkara. And the way the Ram explains the Gemara's question is just like the Torah said that the peiris, just like the Torah says, that the fruit that grows in the Shemitah year are hefker, so too did the very same Torah say, asked the Gemara, that the land is hefker. So from here we see that it's the Torah that makes it hefker. And the Marit, uses this as a raya for the opinion of the Mabit, his father, who said that Peirush Shvius are Rachmana Afgrei. The Beis Yosef disagrees. The Beis Yosef says that the person makes the Shemitah field Hefker. And if the person doesn't make it Hefker, it's not Hefker. And points out the past Shulchan, that what is the Machloikis between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef? The Machloikis between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef is what is the proper Girsan al Gemara. The Mabit's Girsan al Gemara is Aranami Rachmona Afgara, like the Ran writes. The Beis Yosef's Girsa is Aranami Afgare, that just like the person was mafker his peiris, so too was he mafker the karka. So, in other words, says the Baal Shulchan, the machloikis of the Beis Yosef Mabit is based on the proper girsan al Gemara. The Mishnah Shiavitz has a different way of understanding the opinion of the Beis Yosef. He says that the Beis Yosef doesn't mean to say that it's only Shemitah if you are mafkerit, and that there's no afker rachmona. Rather, what he means to say is that there are two parts of the hefker of Shvi'is. What happens is that all peiris become hefker automatically in the Shemitah year, Rachmana Afgrei. And besides, for the Rachmana Afgrei, the Torah gives us a new din that we should be mafkarit ourselves as well. The Ritvas asks a question. He says that if Shemitah is a hefker Rachmana Afgrei, it's that the Torah is mafka everything the Shemitah, and not the person. So then we have to understand, as we said a few moments ago, according to the final interpretation of the Mishnah, an interpretation that we said everybody agrees to, if somebody made a neder before Shemitah, the halacha is that during the Shemitah year, if I made a neder that somebody can't come into my property, so, and I made that neder before the Shemitah year, the halacha is that the person who I made the neder regarding cannot walk into the property and not eat from the peiris during the Shemitah year. Because, as the Gemara explains, Adam oisa davish b'rishusai, afilu chesheyetze m'rishusai. But asks the Ritvaz, if according to the Mabit, the hefker happens automatically, so it was never my field in the first place. So how? What's pshat Adam Yosef Davish Rishus L'Chesheitzim Rishusai? It was something that was mine. And the halach is that since this is mine, I have the ability to be mafkurit even when it comes out of my Rishus. But for the Shemitah year, if the Mabit says Rachmana Afkarei, it was never mine. Says the Ritvaz, that even the Mabit that holds that the Torah is mafkur everything in the Shemitah year, that's only in a situation where the owners weren't mafkur the field. So the Torah says, if you, the owner, weren't mafkur the field, then I'll be mafkur the field. And what the Torah says the Ritvaz prefers is that the owner should actually be the one to be mafka the field. And therefore, he can make, then this is a perfect example of Adam Oysa Davish Rishusoi Afilu Cheshiyetzim Rishusoi. The Tyrus Aretz answers the Ritva's question somewhat differently. The Gemara says that a person could be masker, a person could aser, could prohibit his nechosim to his son, even after the person passes away. And the question is, after the person passes away, the Torah says it no longer belongs to the owner, it no longer belongs to the father, belongs to the son, because of Hilchus Yerusha. So if the Torah gave it to the son, how could the father take it away from him? The answer is that since now, when he is saying the neder, it is his. Hilchus Nedarim teach us, says the Torah's Haaretz, Hilchus Nedarim teach us that even though it won't be mine, the Torah gives me the ability to make, as long as it is mine, to do whatever I want with it. And the way I saw that the Achronim explain this explanation is they say that Nedarim is a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush of Nedarim? The Chiddush of Nedarim is what the Torah says is mutter. What the Torah says Osir is Osir. But now now the Torah says that a person has the ability to make a neder and make something which is Osir really mutter Osir. Including in that ability is that as long as the item is yours, even though it's not going to be yours permanently, the halacha is, because Shemitah is going to take it away, the Torah is mechadish in the hilchos and the halachos and the dorim, that's as long as it's yours, you could do whatever you want. And that's how they explain the entire concept, Adam Oy Sadov Shivrishusoy L'Cheshiyetze Mirshusoy. So as we said before, this question of what happens by and the Mefarshim also point out that the problem with the Ritva's, explanation that the Beis Yosef is saying, that the Mabit is saying it's Rachmona Afkarei, according to Ritva's, when is it Rachmona Afkarei? Only in a case where I didn't do what I was supposed to do. In other words, if the person was mafgarit, according to the Ritva's, then we don't have to have the Torah being mafgarit. But if the person wasn't mafgarit, then the Torah has to be mafgarit. The problem with that pshat, point out the Mefarshim, is that the Torah therefore was speaking to Rishon, which is not usually the way we understand the Torah, that the Torah is saying that you didn't do what you were supposed to do, so therefore I will be mafgarit. So as we're learning again to review, we have here a very fundamental machloikis, harishonim, what happens by Shemitah. According to the Mabit, Rachmona Afkarei, the Torah is mafker your property. According to the Beis Yosef, you have to be mafker your property. What will be a nafkamina? There will be a number of nafkaminas, point out the Miches Chinuch in this machloikis. The halach is that the mitzvah Shemitah applies not only to men, but to women as well. Now we know that the halach is the mitzvahs asay shizman groma, women are potter. So if we say that what happens by Shemitah is af gata drachmona, so it's not a mitzvah say shizman groma, you're not doing anything. The Torah is doing the hefker. And if the Torah is doing the hefker, both on property and payris that are owned by men or women. But if we're going to learn, like the Beis Yosef, that it's afkata the day, that you have to be mafker the property, so if it means that you have to be mafker the property, so why do women have to do it? So the Miches Chinuch actually connects this question to Machloikis, Rambam, and Rosh. The Rambam, regarding Mitzvah Tzitzis, the Rambam says that what is the halacha regarding Tzitzis? A Ktsus Yoim, a beggar that's made to be worn by day, you don't have to put on Tzitzis when you wear it by night. And that's why it's considered a mitzvah asay shizman groma. What does that mean? If Perush Shvius are always having them Kedusha Shvius, so they are not zman groma, because Perush Shvius have always Kedusha Shvius. It'll like be it'll be like the beged. It depends. If it's a beged that's made for yoim, you have to wear it, you have to have tzitzis by night. If it's a beged that's made for night, it's potter by yoim. So, which is the opinion of the Rosh. So again, to review. If we're going to say that night is potter and day is chayiv, always, like the Rambam. So then we're going to have, then we could say, that's why tzitzis a mitzvah say shezman groma. Because night is always potter, and day is always chayiv. Shemitah is not the same. Shemitah is always applicable. And that's why Shemitah would not be considered a mitzvah say shezman groma. But if we're going to learn, like the Rosh, that a beggar that's worn by day, you have to wear tzitzis by night. And a beggar that's worn by night, you don't have to wear tzitzis by day. So we see there's a different definition of mitzvah say shizman groma. Mitzvah say shizman groma means that if there's any time when the mitzvah doesn't apply, it's a mitzvah say shizman groma. So the same thing by Shemitah. Yes, during the Shemitah year, Shemitah doesn't apply, but in other times, Shemitah doesn't applies in the Shemitah year, but it doesn't apply in other years. So it's like the Ksus Yoim that's always Chayiv and the Ksus Laila that's always Potter. And why therefore should women be Chayiv in Mitzvah Seis Shizman Groma? So because of this, says the Miches Chinuch, that we have to say that according to the Rosh's definition of Mitzvah Seis Shizman Groma, the Rosh is going to have to learn like the Mabit, that the Shemitah is Afkata Derachmona. And since it's Afkata Derachmona, the rule of Mitzvah Seis Shizman Groma will not apply. Otherwise, why would women be potter from the Mitzvah Seis Shizman Groma? Another Nafkamina, the Miches Chinuch says, is regarding the Acheres Shoyt V'Katan. Acheres Shoyt V'Katan a potter min ha-mitzvahs. So what would be the halacha on a piece of property that's owned by Cheres Shoyt V'Katan? If we say it's Afkata D'Rachmona, so all property in Eretz Yisrael automatically becomes Hefker in the Shemitah year. So then we could say that it doesn't make a difference that the owners are Cheres Shoyt V'Katan who are unable to do mitzvahs. But if we say that it's an obligation for the owner to be Mafker, a Cheres Shoyt V'Katan don't have an obligation. He does, however, point out that the best example would be a cotton, that even if the cotton was a cotton during the Shemitah year, if we follow the opinion of the Beis Yosef, that you have to be mafker your field, in the Shemitah year, you don't have to. In the Shemitah year, he was a cotton, he doesn't have to be mafker it, but the peiros that grew in that field during the Shemitah year, and now he becomes a gadol, when he becomes a gadol, he'll have to be mafker him. Another nafkamina he gives is regarding the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat peiros that were meshumer during the year of Shemitah, that were watched during the Shemitah year. If we're going to say that it's a mitzvah on the owner to be mafka the field, so he says, let's say the owner was Mafka's field. And other people were Shomer, those Peiris. Those Peiris should not be considered Peiris HaMashomer. Because all the Torah requires is that the owner should be Mafka the field, and the owner should make sure not to watch his Peiris. So if the owner indeed fulfilled his obligation as per the Beis Yosef, and then somebody else came and was showing those payers were not called Meshumer. But if we follow the opinion of the Mabit, that this is not a mitzvah that's specifically related to the owner of the field, then the halacha would be that even if the owner, even if anyone was Shomer the payers, the Torah says it's afkata de rachmana, that the field has to be hefker, and if anyone was shomer those payers would be considered meshumer.